Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we're in the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 21. So let's all go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless this chapter 21. Lord, bless chapter 21. Bless us. And let it, every word that comes forth, and any in expounding, Lord, let it be directly from you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, let it quicken and let your spirit open every heart, soul, mind, and the actual mind of the spirit, and give it the divine energy to continue on another day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Chapter 21, King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Commentary. The birth of Isaac, verse 1. Then the Lord did exactly what he had promised. King James Version, verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Commentary, verse 2. Sarah became pregnant, and she gave a son to Abraham in his old age. It all happened at the time God said it would. King James Version, verse 3. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Commentary, verse 3. And Abraham named his son Isaac. King James Version, verse 4. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Commentary, verse 4. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. King James Version, verse 5. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. Commentary, verse 5. Abraham was 100 years old at that time. King James Version, verse 6. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Commentary, verse 6. And Sarah declared, quote, God has brought me laughter, exclamation mark. All who hear about this shall laugh with me. King James Version, verse 7. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Commentary, verse 7. For who would have dreamed that I would ever have a baby? Yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 8. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Commentary, Hagar and Ishmael sent away. Verse 8. As time went by, and Isaac grew and was weaned, Abraham gave a big party to celebrate the happy occasion. King James Version, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Commentary, verse 9. But Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian servant Hagar, making fun of Isaac. King James Version, verse 10. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. Commentary, verse 10. So she turned to Abraham and demanded, quote, get rid of that servant and her son. He is not going to share the family inheritance with my son, Isaac. I won't have it. King James Version, verse 11. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Commentary, verse 11. This upset Abraham very much, because Ishmael was his son. King James Version, verse 12. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight, because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Commentary, verse 12. But God told Abraham, quote, be not upset over the boy and your servant wife. Do just as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. King James Version, verse 13. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. Commentary, verse 13. But I will make a nation of the descendants of Hagar's son, because he also is your son. King James Version, verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Commentary, verse 14. So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food for the journey, and strapped a container of water to Hagar's shoulders. He sent her away with their son, and she walked out into the wilderness of Beersheba, wandering aimlessly. King James Version, verse 15. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. Commentary, verse 15. When the water was gone, she left the boy in the shade of a bush. King James Version, verse 16. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lift up her voice, and wept. Commentary, verse 16. Then she went and sat down by herself, about 100 yards away. Quote, I don't want to watch the boy die, she said, as she burst into tears. King James Version, verse 17. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Commentary, verse 17. Then God heard the boy's cries, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the sky, quote, Hagar, what's wrong? Do not be afraid! Exclamation mark. God has heard the boy's cries from the place that you laid him. King James Version, verse 18. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. Commentary, verse 18. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants. King James Version, verse 19. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. Commentary, verse 19. Then God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well. She immediately filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. King James Version, verse 20. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. Commentary, verse 20. And God was with the boy as he grew up in the wilderness of Paran. He became an expert archer. King James Version, verse 21. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Commentary, verse 21. And his mother arranged a marriage for him with a young woman from Egypt. King James Version, verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Commentary, A Treaty with Abimelech, verse 22. About this time Abimelech came with Phicol, his army commander, to visit Abraham. Quote, It is clear God helps you in everything you do, Abimelech said. King James Version, verse 23. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son. But according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. Commentary, verse 23. Swear to me in God's name that you won't deceive me, my children, or my grandchildren. I have been loyal to you, so now swear that you will be loyal to me and to this country in which you are living. King James Version, verse 24. And Abraham said, I will swear. Commentary, verse 24. Abraham replied, All right, I swear to it! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 25. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Commentary, verse 25. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well that Abimelech's servants had taken violently from Abraham's servants. King James Version, verse 26. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. Commentary, verse 26. Quote, This is the first I've heard of it, Abimelech said, and I have no idea who is responsible. Why didn't you say something about this before? King James Version, verse 27. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. Commentary, verse 27. Then Abraham gave sheep and oxen to Abimelech, and they made a treaty. King James Version, verse 28 and 29. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves, and Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? Commentary, verse 28 and 29. But when Abraham took 7 additional ewe lambs and set them off by themselves, Abimelech asked, quote, Why are you doing that? King James Version, verse 30. And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs thou shalt take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Commentary, verse 30. Abraham replied, quote, They are my gift to you as a public confirmation that I dug this well. King James Version, verse 31. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. Commentary, verse 31. So to this day that place has been known as Beersheba, quote, Well of the Oath, because that was where they had sworn an oath. King James Version, verse 32. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. Commentary, verse 32. After making their covenant, Abimelech left with Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned home to the land of the Philistines. King James Version, verse 33. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Commentary, verse 33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and he worshipped the Lord, the eternal God, at that place. King James Version, verse 34. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Commentary, verse 34. And Abraham lived in Philistine country a long time. Commentary on chapter 21, verse 3. The name Isaac means, quote, laughter, so named because God, not some two-bit comedian or someone who thinks he's a comedian made her laugh, but, quote, God made me laugh, end quote. A happy laughter. She was given a son, made her laugh for happiness, not because she heard some joke from a joker, verse 6. This was happy laughter, but Abraham's earlier laughter, chapter 17, verse 17, and Sarah's, chapter 18, verse 12, were unbelieving.
Right, this is like, it was a faith-building thing that happened to her. It was actually a miracle, what happened to her and her husband, Abraham, because it's impossible for people to have children at that age. And so Isaac, the whole Jewish nation, came out of a dead man's loins and a dead woman's, so far as having children, a dead woman's womb. So they actually, Christ actually resurrected from the dead there. That is actually a resurrection or life coming out of her and him at an unseemly and a very hard-to-believe time of life. It just doesn't happen like that in those days. And so the whole Jewish nation is raised from the dead. So anyone that is Jewish, they're miraculous people. They are, without that miracle happening, there wouldn't be any Jewish nation. Amen?
Amen.
Not Italians, not Swedes, not Norwegians, not Puerto Ricans, not Mexico, but Jews are God's chosen people. Right here it shows that the whole Jewish nation is chosen specifically by God. It wasn't going to come from that Egyptian woman. No way. It came from Jew. Yahudi. Okay? That's just the way it is. A lot of people get jealous about that. You take that up with God, not me. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Okay? Some people are hurt because God didn't choose do it through their flesh. No. And Christ came from that risen nation of people. From Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The root of Jesse, the line from the tribe of Judah. Ah, David, all of them Jews. Even Samson, the world's strongest man, was a Jew. Okay? Not blacks, not Puerto Ricans, not Norwegians or Swedes. They're winning, a lot of them are winning the world's strongest man contest, but Samson could have beaten them all. Amen?
Yeah.
All of them put together. Probably 1,000 of them. Just give them a jawbone of an ass and you'll see. Okay, then what else?
Abraham's laughter in Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Sarah's laughter, chapter 18, verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And back into the commentary. Abraham's earlier laughter and Sarah's were unbelieving responses to the miracle of Isaac's birth, which to them still lay in the realm of impossible.
It's impossible. That's why it's a miracle. Anything that happens that is a miracle was impossible without God. Amen?
Amen.
So any Jewish person is a miracle. Everybody else was just, you know, from a regular man and woman of age, but not the Jews. The Jews came out of a dead woman's womb and out of a man that was too old to have a child. Okay, then what?
And that was chapter 21, verse 4. Chapter 21, verse 9. Ishmael was doing something to Isaac that deeply offended Sarah. The Hebrew word translated, quote, scoffing, end quote, can mean, quote, playing, end quote, quote, mock laughing, end quote, or, quote, reproaching, end quote.
Or making fun of. What he's doing is making fun of Isaac. Yeah. That's why it's a terrible sin to make fun of people. He deserved to be thrown out for that. Don't make fun of people because everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. All right, then what else?
Paul used the word, quote, persecuted, end quote, in describing Ishmael's treatment of Isaac, Galatians 4:29. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now.
Yeah, people that get saved and are doing a work for the Lord, you're going to receive persecution, so you may as well prepare yourself for that and make sure you take it, because that goes along with salvation. Okay, then what else?
Chapter 21, verse 10. The New Testament sees in this historical incident a type of the two covenants, law and grace, or power, bracket law and the power to keep the law, Galatians 4:28 through 31. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
This is the same thing with people that want to go out into the world that are not saved. They just want to go out there because they're not alive, they're dead. And they just take joy, pleasure in dead things. How morbid to love death. All those that hate the Word of God love death. The Word says, all those that hate me love death. Okay? So anyone that would like to go out into the world loves death. And so, death you shall receive. And what?
And then verse 31. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Commentary on chapter 21, verses 12 through 13.
People think going out into the world they'll be free. But no, you're in bonds of Satan. If you want to go out into the world, we, those of us who are walking in the Spirit, are the ones that are free from Satan. You're lost. You're in bondage. Then what else?
God was telling Abraham that he would provide for Ishmael on his behalf. Chapter 16, verse 12.
Right, because God gave Ishmael a blessing too. God actually blesses everybody in the world with life and lets him breathe his air and drink his water and eat his food. That's a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
So people should think, well, everybody... A lot of Christians say, well, that's not blessings, that's just everyday things. Well, let's cut off your air and food and then say it's not a blessing. It's the story of a man that was a multi-billionaire. And there were some people who were after him to kill him, but he didn't have any change to put in a telephone to call the police. And so they killed him. All he had was a roll of $100 bills. Amen? Another one that's out in the desert, dying of thirst. And the death angel comes to him and says, what good is your money going to do? I'll give you $1 million. Oh, no, no. You're going to die. I want $100 million or $1 billion. Is your life worth for a glass of water to save your life, or a canteen full of water? Is $1 billion worth it? Otherwise, die, dog. So water is a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
And so is food, and so is air. So count your blessings and be thankful. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Genesis 16, verse 12. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Commentary on chapter 21, verses 16 through 17. God had heard is another word play on the name of Ishmael, quote, God hears, end quote. Chapter 21, verse 21. The wilderness Paran is a desert plateau south of Canaan. Chapter 21, verses 22 through 34. In contrast with his earlier interchange with Abimelech, chapter 20, Abraham learns here the value of frankness. The scene at Beersheba is about 25 miles from the former one at Gerar. Chapter 21, verse 33. Beersheba is the most important town of the Negev, both ancient and modern, was a religious center and home base to Abraham and Isaac, who worshipped there. Amos refers centuries later to Beersheba's status as a shrine. Amos 5:5 and 8:14. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Amos 8:14.
But not Beersheba. Okay, then what else?
They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Then Genesis 21:14, this refers to also. Key lessons in faith. Abraham is the father of faith and the faithful. Through his life, faith is exemplified from this, quote, friend of God.
Exemplified, you know what that means? An example of. Exemplified, okay? Read it again.
Okay.
He's our example, amen?
Amen.
Exemplified. Go ahead, read it.
Through his life, faith is exemplified from this, quote, friend of God. James 2:23.
We get an example to live that way so that we can be counted righteous as Abraham was. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's our example. And what?
James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Faith is taking God at his word. By doing so, Abraham became the model for the believer. His life demonstrates how we benefit from believing what God says, despite the doubts of all the world.
Right, the whole world doubts God, but and they mock, just like Ishmael mocked Isaac. But look at the rewards we get for that. It's all foolishness, the word of God, to those who perish, those that are going to hell. Think about that. This is Tony Alamo. You just heard the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis, and we'll be doing chapter 22 tomorrow, God willing. Till then, God bless you. Real good. Praise the Lord.